Hi, welcome to Cutscene. If you're doing this right, you're about to meet three assholes who had no idea what they were getting into. I'm Eric.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Chris.
Welcome to Cutscene by I Beat It First. Hey, look, I actually did the intro right this time.
You did it good. You did good. Yeah. We had to go away for another month for you to finally remember, oh yeah, I gotta do
this. It's been longer than that. I feel really bad. Okay. Sorry, everybody. for the delays in getting this out. One of us moved again.
Yeah.
And got
like severe flu, like concrete flu from an event. And then the other one, their dad was in town.
I mean, it's been crazy, but we've now all officially moved over the last like time that now we're all moving somewhere different in the last like year and a half or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Chris did already.
Yeah, but you and I moved. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. This is now moving to a more permanent structure.
Yeah.
Just kind of like moving to do things.
He left his permanent structure to a temporary. Now he's no longer in the temporary and he's in the new permanent.
Now we're all new permanent digs.
Meet other side of the city.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah, who would have thought that Eric's move would have been like the smallest move out of the three of us?
Yeah. Hey, both of my moves have both been the smallest moves that either of you have made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since Shannon and I got married, we have lived in the same like 2 square mile area.
There you go. Well, kids will do that too. So, I mean, that's...
Yes.
But now we're all solid, right? So no more crazy, stupid breaks, right? We're definitely going to be consistent and great podcasters now, right?
Right. Totally. That's a good question. I haven't actually looked at the calendar to see if anything is going to get interrupted by.
Oh, we're probably going to be interrupted. Oh, fuck. We're going to be interrupted.
No, we're not.
We're not?
No, we're not.
We're good podcasters.
Yay! Because we're going to record I Beat It First the Monday before 4th of July.
Okay.
So we're solid. Solid gold. Okay. I do need to move it on the calendar, but I just did the math and we're doing it there.
We can make it all happen. We've been slacking, but we're back. We're back now and we're back with the most depressing. Well, not the most depressing, just unexpected depressing. Or as I like to call it, Why Women Choose the Bear, the anime. This is really pathetically sad.
sad.
I mean, it's gonna be all right. So real talk, as a straight white dude, it's gonna be really hard for me to talk about all this stuff and not like sound condescending or anything like that, because I do feel the plight. I do like hate that this stuff is a thing in the world, but like, I can't like feel that I'm in like the right to just be like, oh, I understand and I totally get it. Like, cause I could never understand or totally get it. Right. So, I mean, how do we, I couldn't.
Some of them, there are things that like, or like different ways that people could be that are adjacent, but definitely not all of this.
Right.
100% exactly. Not all of this. No, oh my God. Some of this was just like, oh,
It is heavy stuff. It was entertaining. I don't hate the fact that we watched this. It was definitely, I had no idea what to expect. I was expecting this to go in a completely different way than it did. I was expecting a lot more magical girl fighting and less trauma. Even though I knew the trauma was coming. But this was a dump and a half. Like, I remember, like, after, like, I think it was, like, the second to last episode, I just went up to, like, my wife, and I was just like, yeah, they're just, like, trauma dumping right now, and I need to, like, touch grass or something else for, like, just a minute. Like,
I honestly took a break somewhere. It was either, like, before the last episode or before the second to last episode. I took a day break, and I was like, okay.
You had to.
Man, I'm just, man.
Yeah, this was... and then the fact that we also, like, to apologize even more, we took a month break longer than we anticipated to cover this. So we're now, like, you know, 2-3 weeks past already watching this all.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not nearly as fresh in my mind as it was, you know, when we were originally scheduled to do this. It's not. And it's still like in my brain, and that's how fucked up a lot of this shit was. And it was kind of interesting. I don't know if interesting is the right word, but it was kind of like different to see an anime that was just like, I'm going to talk about these things. And we've all seen the anime that has done, and obviously trigger warning, if anybody is watching or listening to this one, this is a big time trigger warning for any of it. But people that are like having struggle with suicide, which is the biggest thing of this entire anime, but then also of course rape and like murders and like any kind of physical, emotional or sexual abuse that was all going on with all of these different people. It was just like, whoa, a lot to take on in. A lot.
Yeah, a lot. Okay, so Jason just like jumped in before we had a chance to actually remind people what it was that we were watching.
hey, you finally got fixed. I'll get fixed next time. All right, we'll go.
All right, so we're watching Wonder Egg Priority. This is the story of Ai, an introverted girl whose fate is forever changed when she acquires a mysterious Wonder Egg from a deserted arcade. That night, her dreams blend into reality, and as other girls obtain their own Wonder Eggs, Ai discovers new friends and the magic within herself. By magic, we mean trauma.
Mm-hmm.
All the trauma.
I mean, first episode was dope, and if they were all like that, I mean, it was like a little heavy, like, oh, suicide, you know, okay. Mm-hmm. But we've seen animes like that are like, Lane had a lot of it. Habe Renme. Oh, God. No, I'm talking like this is some older stuff where they're in heaven, and it was they're in limbo or whatever, kind of a similar theme. But this one was interesting on how it was just like, hey, you're saving these girls that have committed suicide. And then you're finding out not only the reason that they, on why they committed suicide, but then trying to protect them from the demons of that suicide reason. And they ranged everywhere from ridiculousness of killing yourself from loving a performer too much. And you're like, oh, the performer killed himself, so I'm going to do it too, which is ridiculous. All the way up to, you know, hey, my teacher just sexually abuses me every day, and this is my only worth. Like, it's just like so sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, like the performer thing too is like, hey, you're going to like robbing shit like that just to pay to see me and give me shit. Stop doing that. So I'm going to be really mean to you. Oh, you really hurt my feelings. I'm going to kill myself.
Right.
Yeah. And that's where some of it comes in. And the only thing that I could really say of like adjacent is that you can still, even as a male, you can still be sexually abused. Those things can happen. Also, there was a lot of bullying that went into this as well, and there's so many people that get bullied relentlessly for different reasons. So some of those things, it's like those are things that we could talk about on like a little bit more instead of, you know, some of the really bad, really, really bad stuff. But man, oh man, where do we even start?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think you can, like, maybe we just choose ones that, like, really spoke to us each, and we just kind of speak of that one or something like that. I'm just trying, because it'd be so hard to not jump around.
Or just if we have questions to just do, because, okay, so if you're listening to this, you watched the anime. So there's just so, how did I suppress her trauma for so long that he was dating her mom?
I mean, I think that, well, because she lost her friend too. So obviously she was dealing with like her whole, like losing her friend side of it all. And I think that that was part of the storyline, is that we were kind of seeing that transition of them dating. Obviously it was way faster, but we saw it in her eyes of it. Like where it was just like, oh, he's just here to help me out as much as possible or drop off my schoolwork. Yada yada yada. And so she wasn't connecting the dots, and I'm feeling that it was a little bit slower than that. I mean, you wouldn't just show up, be like, hey, sorry, your friend committed suicide, here's your homework, by the way, your wife is, or your mom is a smoking, you know, you wouldn't jump right into that, right? At least you hope. And okay, let me ask you this, because I do have a question that I'm fuzzy on right now. Did we 100% confirm that the teacher was 100% the scumball? Like he was like I know that we saw the persona. Oh yeah, this anime was like pretty much like Persona already.
It was like Persona 5.
Yeah.
Because like 4 was in your inner self, 5 is your demons or whatever for it, your tormentor.
We saw his persona that they fought against and stuff like that, but I wasn't sure if that was just her vision of him or if it was 100% confirmed that he did, like, manipulate her friend into thinking that there was a relationship there.
From what I took, that guy is a fucking scumbag. Yeah.
I mean, it was already giving me creepy vibes, especially when they're just like, I really want you to come to the art show. And she's like, nope, no, dude, don't, no. I mean, just the idea of being like, hey, I'm going to put on an art gallery. Here's all these high school girls that I have totally taken pictures of and have painted and all that stuff like that. It's already kind of just going to be like, And how many police officers will be there to pick you up? Like,
well, and not just that. He aged her up and she looked almost identical to her mom. Her and mom. That's why I'm like, this is the fucking creepiest, grossest, well, one of the grossest.
They were all, they were all
fucked up shit. But this is pretty fucking gross. Like, it's, that one was really bad. And it, I think that the weirdest thing was that it kind of, for me, it came out of left field. Like, I wasn't expecting that. Mm-hmm. Like, you think that she dealt with her trauma more towards the beginning with the bullying. Like, you thought that the bullying was the issue and that was her trauma. And, And then you find out, no, here's your trauma at, like, episode 11.
Yeah.
And she finally deals with the trauma. It was, oh, man. Yeah, that one was pretty fucked up.
It was all pretty fucked up. And I think, like I've mentioned before, and I'll say it again, like, I thought it was, like, interesting on how we had, they didn't hold any bars. I mean, we had gender misidentification, both in, like, hey, here's who I want to be, and people are fighting me against it. Gender misidentification being like, I don't care and I don't want to be this way, but people think of me that way. You know, sexual misconduct, rape, you know, the whole gamut. I mean, I don't think there's anything here that they almost didn't really touch on that someone somewhere, a woman has, or someone has been through. And you know what they say, you know, like, what if you take four women, I'm going to probably horribly misquote this, so please don't blow me up on.
It's something like what you're saying, though. Yes.
Yeah, it's like one in four, you know, it's like has experienced, or no, three out of four have experienced some sort of abuse in one of these categories. And that's just absolutely disgusting in my mind. Mm-hmm. And it's sad. And now we're watching anime about it. Hooray.
Hooray.
Hooray. This is so fun.
I mean, kind of knew what we were getting into when I chose this. I just didn't know that it was going to be this much. Like, again, as you said, like, you were picturing more magical girl fighting, which is kind of like what I was picturing with it, because that first episode had a lot of it. And then there was the working through the dead person's trauma and helping them with that and going through that whole setup for it. But man, no, the trauma of these five girls is way
more than way everything worse. You can buy. So, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Trauma. We got it. It's there. Let's talk about, like, what made the anime even, like, entertaining and fun to watch. So the idea and the premise behind it all of that you're in this, it wasn't a separate world. It was like dream world, but not quite dream world.
Well, it was like going into, it literally is like Persona. Like Persona 5, you go into Mementos and you can get hurt in there for it, but they also heal really fast. But if you come out of there with an injury, you have that injury, but you're not doing it in the real world. So your comparison to Persona was very spot on with how a lot of this works. It's just, it's Persona cranked up to 11.
Yeah, they're going for that AO rating instead of mature, for sure.
Yeah.
So they're
all trying to save someone that matters to them in some way, which is who obviously died, and then just, but you only get like a fleeting seconds of them come back for
it. They're trying to save their own person, but then at the same time, they're saving multiples of others.
Yep.
To earn it back. So, I mean, very much the Persona video game-esque about all this stuff, that they have to buy the eggs themselves, and each one has its own story and situation behind it. It was very intriguing to me, just because obviously with Persona, obviously we've all played it, great series, great fun game, and being able to see it in like a story that is told well was kind of nice, because let's be honest, there are Persona animes, they're kind of trash. So
four's good. The five, four follow. Well, the thing is that four follows the anime pretty damn well. Five, no, it got like halfway through and then just went off the fucking rails. I just turned it off. I couldn't do it.
Well, 4 was a 7 out of 10 max.
I wasn't saying it was perfect. I'm just saying. Okay. I'm just saying it was good. The operative word there is good.
Good. Games are great. Games are great.
Games are great.
The animes were meh. But anyway, yeah. So it was nice to see like a Persona anime done well, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, that isn't
Persona. And then the people selling the eggs and kind of running the show have their own trauma too.
Oh, that whole backstory was messed up as hell as well. Of creating basically the AI that, thank you for reminding me, Chris, creating the whole AI that they then treated like a daughter. And first of all, them being like, what should we make this AI? It should be like our daughter, like a 12-year-old. That sounds good. Like, God, guys, stop.
That's not creepy.
Stop. Cortana exists already. Let's just use that. It's fine. Like we can all goon after Cortana just fine. Anyway, but they have
it's like the vampire girl that they end up turning in Interview with the Vampire.
Right.
And she's perpetually like 12, 13. And in that instance, I don't know if anybody else remembers this, but like one of the things that stuck out that was like really like traumatizing for her entire life as a vampire is that she was constantly going through the first stages of puberty.
Yep. Oh, God.
She would cycle over and over and over again. And that was like one of the things that I remembered from watching that movie. I'm like, God, that's fucking horrible.
Kirsten Dunst's first movie, right?
Yep. I think so.
There's a little bit of trivia. Trivia for you all. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure. Cause that movie was awesome. Brad Pitt, Tom, Cruise. Fuck, there's a lot of people in that movie.
That was such a great good movie.
Great movie.
Oh, Christian Slater.
Christian Slater was in it because
he was the reporter.
That's right. Oh, dude. All right. So when you're all done crying after watching this anime, go watch Interview with a Vampire. It's really good.
And the AMC Plus show is pretty good too.
Oh, really?
We haven't watched the second season yet, but the first season is really good. It goes up to a point. I think it's like the end of or the early 1900s or the break from Lestat, I guess you would say. And then there's more, but we haven't watched that portion yet.
No, that actually sounds kind of cool.
Yeah.
Great good. Movie.
It was good. They really, and actually in the show, they really dig more into the homosexual relationship between him and Lestat.
Sure.
Because there was, there was that relationship and they alluded to it in the movie, but they never really like showed it because it was the 90s. And they couldn't,
they're not going to show nothing.
The 90s and they couldn't do that. Brokeback Mountain didn't come out for like 10 years.
Yeah, they weren't about to do that.
Yeah, but it's good. So it's worth watching either one of those, in my opinion, at least through the first season.
So anyway, Kirsten Dunst is now being tortured as an AI. And, you know, that's all fucked up. And instead of like, and then she kills the dude's wife.
Then they start dating. Then they get married. Then she gets pregnant. And all that is just like stewing inside of the AI, and the AI obviously started becoming sentient and developing emotions and everything like that. And unfortunately, jealousy and rage were the only ones that it knew, other than happiness.
So we got AI. So we got the whole digital cyber world. We have our Persona world with Mementos, as you said so eloquently. How many different like structure worlds could we have? So we have real world, digital world, and
the digital Mementos. World is Mementos.
So Mementos, you're saying, is all digital?
Yeah, it's created by the AI.
Yeah, their Mementos is the digital world that I wasn't getting that's how the that's all. How the the three other like AI thingies came in and were devouring their pets.
Sure. Sure, which was fucked up too.
Yes.
That was actually one of the saddest parts was when the pets were getting eaten. I was like, fuck that shit.
Especially the first one when it happened. I was like,
oh, so brutal. Yeah.
But the question is did the two guys know that that was going
to
happen?
Oh, they had to have known.
Did they? I don't know.
They knew that because they knew the other parts of the AI were there.
But did they know that they were going to eat their pup? It's kind of like if they actually went through with your final test is to kill your dog that they had in the Kingsman. Right. But yeah. So they kill and eat their pets. So causing more trauma. So they've worked through their trauma. They've saved their friends. And then in come these three AI demons. and they kill, eat them, and then force them to eat the pet.
Well, only the one did. The other one didn't. Mm. Like she went crazy and she like escaped or whatever, and they wouldn't let her back in because of that. And then God, I can't remember their names. And then the tall one, she did eat it, but she was just like, because that fucked her up enough, she's like, I'm never going back in. Yeah. And now the other one is the AI counterpart that's now out there. And that's where hopefully season two will go a little bit more on. I don't know if I really want there to be a season two.
Right.
Or if there is going to be a season two.
Or if there is going to be a season two. I mean, this was rough as it is. I mean, you know, you always have to go bigger. I can't imagine how you could in this one, unless they're just like, all right, now it's going to be more Magical Girl style. But that'd be such like a change and shift to what this anime is. That'd be hard pressed to not then have other people be mad the other way around, being like, I didn't come in here to watch a shonen, you know, type thing.
Well, and they did end it well enough that it's conclusive, and they just didn't tie up that now this fucking evilness is out there. This
right.
Like crazy fucked up AI is now all over the world and can do whatever it wants.
But they, I mean, it was a good prequel, like you just said. So yeah. I mean, like, all right, so like Outlaw Star, fantastic anime, one of the best mm-hmm. out there. They actually did have a sequel called Angel Lynx, and yes. It is sequel like
adjacent.
Like it is just like barely even in the same universe. And I say barely because none of the rules exist anymore. That anime is trash. However, Outlaw Star is amazing.
Yes.
I could see a great trash anime as a sequel to this being like, hey, now we're just going to do a shonen and like with fucked up shit a little bit. So Persona, they're just going to now release a Persona anime and be done.
Like less fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
but
I
mean,
we're
gonna
water
that there's,
it down a
yeah,
little bit.
We know there's fucked up shit out there. So less fucked up. But
I don't know. I'm trying to think of five more traumas that they could interject in that they haven't already.
Some Freudian shit. They could get into that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. But yeah. With all girls, then that's like
worse.
Daddy issues.
Yes.
So you're talking daddy issues right there? Okay, so that's one. It's
well you want sorry, right, so you wanna kill your mom, you want to fuck your mom, and you want to be married to your mom, like the same as anything else. That's all the Freud. So
yeah,
you could do
I was just
dad,
going for a
love
full-on
my dad.
Oedipus complex.
Mm-hmm. yeah sure.
So yeah, but it's like, what else could you do then that
I mean, let's just pause here and like just be glad that we are having a hard time thinking about what it is. Because that means we're good mentally.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm just like, oh, hey, I know of a great drama source. Like, thank God. I'm kind of actually.
Like 20 of them.
Like, we're fucked up dudes, and I'm kind of glad that we're not that fucked up, let's just say.
Okay, our train derailed and then got back on the track, but it skipped, like, two towns. So let's go back a little bit real quick. So there was the baby, the wife, the AI killed both of them, right?
Yeah, she killed the wife, and then they let the daughter get old enough. And then the daughter was, like, then had a complex for the friend, which is like, ooh, like I have a little uncle crush, whatever. And yeah. Then the AI didn't like, oh, God, I'm not remembering, but I'm pretty sure that she killed her. Or he said no, and that's what caused her to kill herself, and that's where the AI then got her type thing.
Yeah, yeah, it was all weird. With that one's, it got a little muddy in yeah. that portion of it because, and then, but then they threw her in.
Well, because yeah, she was thrown in, she was already in lockdown yeah. from killing the mom. And so the AI then got into the internet or the ethosphere that then made the girl kill herself. That's what it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So she had been thrown in this box, and then the whole thing at the end is you've opened up Pandora's box and she right. is out. Okay, so we had the teacher, then we had, so we go to the body shaming. So I think the body shaming and eating disorders one is probably the next, well, it's the next one that ended up showing up in the anime for it. And that's the former idol who they never, I don't remember them ever actually saying it, but I believe that she stopped being an idol because of that. Because the girl killed herself, because she told her that she was too fat. And then she starved herself and ended up wasting away and dying.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she was just playing it off as much as she possibly could, did not take blame or fault. And, but I don't think we ever really got, but she obviously felt super guilty. So, I mean, it was totally obviously a part of that.
Her mom was a real piece of work too.
I like the sub story of her being like, here's pictures of five guys. Like, which one do you think I look like the most? Yeah. I mean there's just more trauma. There's just more trauma there. It's definitely like not something that a high school kid has to go through. But no, you know what?
They're not even high school. They're at middle school age.
Fuck me, dude. God.
That's what makes a lot of this even worse.
Worse. It's so bad. It's all so bad, but so bad. The mom was hot though. Okay. Let's at least, you know, that's there.
I mean, she ran a bar, like a neighborhood bar, where she was the host of that bar, but she didn't have to pretend like she didn't have to like sit on anybody's lap or anything like that. She just continually got them all drunk.
I mean, she wasn't a raced mom hot, but she was definitely up there.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, she wasn't the hottest mom in the world.
No.
Okay, so the next one that they really dive into, I think, was the because they didn't dive into the rich girl, the president.
No, not until like the end, and then you find out that she's AI and whatever. So
yeah, and then there's the then the next one is the one that I still quite don't fully understand hers. Like, nobody really confused her as a boy, but I guess all the girls fell in love with her.
No, because they all thought a lot of the girls thought that she was a boy that she was rescuing. The girl that she felt guilty about knew that she was a girl and fell in love with her, and she was like, nah, and that's what made her kill herself. She just was comfortable dressing more masculine, and then people would confuse her as a boy, and she was like, I don't care enough to really do it because I'm confused about what I really want to.
Well, the thing, like, she dressed more manly in that, and that was because she was projecting what people put onto her outward during that portion. I'm talking about the because in school, girls' uniform, she's definitely a girl, but then not only her friend, but all the other girls would confess love to her and everything like that. And part of the reason why the trauma, or why it caught her so off guard, was that she thought that her friend was the only one that saw her for her, didn't want anything. And
then it turned out to be.
Yeah, and she reacted poorly, and then that girl killed herself. But then the AI girl, she's like, it's another AI that killed itself. Yeah. Like, we're watching it, and it's another test subject that killed herself.
So the girl in the tube, like, she was also AI, right? Or was there like the switcheroo where it's just like, no, actually, the rich girl is the AI and the girl in the tube is actually alive.
I thought they both were.
So, like, that's where I'm, like, again, I apologize to everybody, and please email us cutscene@ibeatafirst.com tell us how wrong we are with everything. But I thought that, you know, the storyline that the rich girl told was like, hey, this is a girl that I really like. Oh, and then,
there's that storyline, but I'm talking about like what really happened.
So then what really happened was that, like,
because she also said it was her sister.
Right. And then we saw the sister being rescued later on by somebody else, right? It wasn't by the rich girl.
Yes.
So, I mean, that tells me that she was a real person.
And that's why she unplugged everything. Well, that's the question, though. The AI, would she, if she killed herself, have to go through that whole thing? Because the question is, it's like, what... I guess it puts into the whole discussion of like, what makes a soul? What makes it so that something has a soul? Where is the line? Where's the line drawn of what is and isn't considered to have a soul? Like, those types of things.
And the whole nonsense. Oh, so you really don't have parents. Okay.
Yeah, man. Jesus.
Because at the end of the day, the person in the tube, she got into the tube willingly because she was, because she was sick or whatever. But then she didn't kill herself directly. You know, the tube was turned off by, we should have written down these girls' names. I feel so.
So I guess, hang on. So again, this was all fresh. I remembered all their names weeks ago.
Right, exactly.
But, What yeah. I was going to say earlier is that I thought about doing a refresher on this, and then I couldn't bring myself to do a refresher.
Nope.
Nope.
Yep. I even thought about just like, I'll just read about it. I was just like, I'll just read the synopsis of each episode. Mm-hmm. I got through like the, like I started from the back, like, cause I can remember the first ones pretty well. And I was going to go backwards cause the trauma was too bad. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm not gonna, I just, mm-hmm. I'm going to apologize. Sorry.
Okay. So it's Neru. Neru is the AI, the president.
Right, Neru.
Rika yep. is yep. is the idol, which you yep. can remember that as Riku.
Riku.
She's yeah, very similar to Riku from 10, well, 10-2, not similar, idols in 10-2. So like, there you go. That's a way that you can do it. And then Momoe.
Okay, so yeah. So when Nara, oh God, I forgot her name already.
Neru.
Neru killed because she turned off the life support.
The machine. Yes.
So that was technically killing them, but was she already dead? This goes back into your like, what is life dead? Where mm-hmm. where's the line of the soul? You know, if you've been in suspended animation, brain dead, are you dead? You know, type yeah. thing. And so I could see a whole lot of that. I mean, those are interesting.
Is the soul still there? Is right. the soul still there? And we've just got machines. Or is the soul gone and we've just got machines like pumping the blood and doing all right. the things? Because if you unplugged the plug, they'd be gone. So, yeah, it's one of those things of where you sit there and you wonder, when does it leave? If that's the case, that type of thing. Or then what constitutes something that has a soul? Because like, and that's one of those big conversations that that always happens in like sci-fi and whatnot with androids and AI and stuff like that. Like, does the AI have a soul at certain points? What is a soul? You know, those types of things.
I mean, for all intents and purposes of this anime, who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, because we got magical AI worlds that we're going to that with talking mannequins. So I think, I mean, that one kind of threw me for a loop because I did not see her being AI coming.
Yeah, no.
That was a nice little twist, and they like jumped into it quick. Like it was
what? I thought that there was like genetic modification and things sure. like that to absolutely. Make her smarter, not that she literally is a computer. I'm a computer.
Mm-hmm. I want some body massage. Yeah, so.
Bottom size, ooh, bottom size. Just a so bottom size machine.
God, we're old. If you watch this in English dub, the mannequin with the backwards hat, he does so many voices. And every time he speaks, I always see him or hear him as the doctor from Steins Gate.
Yes.
Every single time. So,
and I thought that he was the asshole. At the beginning of the anime.
Yeah.
And then it turns out that no, he's actually the one that is advocating for these girls and trying to give leniency and hoping that none of this actually needs to happen.
The jerk with the heart of gold type thing.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like he's putting on an outward appearance, but you could kind of see chinks in that armor as like things went on because they were both then like trying to get them to do it. However, the one that you thought was nice was really the cold-hearted one that was just like, I don't care.
Trying to solve this because his whole life was.
Yeah, his whole life's gone.
They're both fucked up. They're, I mean, they're both, their lives are all gone anyway, but I mean, like,
yeah.
Worse, I guess. I don't know. I mean, what's worse, not getting anything or the loss of the thing? You know, it's just like, I never got married True. Or had kids. I got married mm-hmm. and had kids, and they're both dead. Like, what's worse? It's mm-hmm. one of those things. That's,
yeah, never having it or having it and lost it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like never having fame or having fame and lost it. Like those types exactly. of things. Like which one would you deem as worse? And I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah.
Hopefully we won't have to find out until, I don't know, never.
I don't know, ever?
I'll go with never. Yeah, I'll go with never. That's yeah. fine.
But not in a bad way.
Yeah.
Like, as we're talking about this, we're like, but in a good way.
Yes.
It's really horrible, but in a good way. If you were...
This whole anime, really horrible.
But in a good way.
In a good way.
But in a good way. And I actually really enjoyed, like, if you look away from the girls' trauma, the people that they were rescuing and the trauma that they were fighting and all of that for it, like the character design for the monsters of whatever their demon is, whatever their tormentor was always really good.
I mean,
I thought they did a really good job, and they were well thought out because there were characteristics of their abuse and what they were doing to them that made them, that they incorporated into it. Like the coach that was huge and giant because everyone was scared of her because she was bigger than them, and she would bully them and push them around and beat the crap out of them. And they made her this mammoth thing that she had to fight.
No, but I mean, like, I agree with you, and definitely not going to disagree. But it just felt so much out of persona that I was just kind of like, I couldn't help but feel like, you know, they say that mimicking is the highest form of flattery or whatever. But it was just like,
imitation is the highest form of flattery that mediocrity can pay to. Or is it just pay or pay to the original? I can't remember. But that's what the actual, like, thing is. Right. The actual quote. Exactly. But it's not like, but it's like they took a chunk from Persona.
They took the idea and they ran with it. Because, I mean, like, even the Persona, speaking of five, you know, the Personas had the implementations of whatever they were. Like, the coach thought he was the king of the world, so he was a king. You know, same idea and stuff like that. So, I mean, it makes sense, and I think that's why it was easily translatable. It's just that it felt way too soon, even though Persona 5 has been out for years. It just felt like, I've seen this before, if that makes sense. Not without being there. If I can be critical about anything.
Yeah, no, and that's totally fine. I'm just, like, I thought, like, just looking at the anime as a whole, I thought that they did a good job with the monsters and whatnot. And the animation throughout the entire anime was great.
It was
the
very interesting.
The fight sequences, when they had them, were really awesome.
Good. Yeah, they were a lot of fun. And, you know, that's why I'm just like, I could totally see them doing a spinoff and being like, no, we're going to make this just with the fight sequences. And I think it'd do well just not
like
having...
Like the AI... years later has made a game
right
out of all of that, and people go in with VR like not getting hurt or something like that, but then they start stumbling across the realness that's going on behind the scenes for it. And that would actually be fun too, is you just sit like, especially if nobody knew, and then you watched it and you're just like, oh fuck. And then obviously, like, as soon as it happened, it would go out on the internet and then everybody would know. But at least, like, at that point, like, if you went into it completely blind and you had watched Wonder Egg Priority, and then you sit there like, holy shit, this is a sequel.
Like, she shows up at, like, episode 10 or something like that. And just like, wait, what?
Or you start, like, the kids that are playing the game, like, start digging up, like, all these things. And then they find out about the scientists and, like, all that stuff that happened within it. Because they start digging deeper outside of the game, you know. That would be, it'd be interesting. You have, like, a little Scooby Gang thing going on instead of four middle school girls going through the worst possible thing.
Decades of trauma. Decades of trauma in 10 episodes. Yeah.
And everybody else's trauma. Not just their trauma.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Yeah. Like... Going through all their trauma and then so many other traumas from all of the other characters.
Man alive. Oh. Well, I fully envisioned, you know, and I felt so bad about delaying on making this episode. I was just like, crap, what are we going to do? We're going to have a 15-minute podcast episode about this because we're not going to have shit. But I'm impressed with us that we did pretty good here. I'm not trying to wrap this up or anything like that. I'm just saying, hey, you know what? We did a pretty good job here. And that just speaks to how impactful this damn show was. And, you know, I've been fretting the idea of reviewing it for 2 weeks at least. So
it's, yeah, I mean, it's a lot. It was super heavy, way heavier than like some of the other stuff that we've watched that we were just like, okay, here we go. Like none of it felt as real as this one did.
Yeah. I mean, we've watched some traumatizing stuff for sure. And, you know, we've dealt with some very, I mean, we're all fucking old men, but adult situations for what anime can produce. And, you know, I like, just because it deals with a lot of the trauma, like our first podcast, our first episode of Cutscene was Erased.
Yeah.
And, you know, that one, like, you know, at the time, like, like shit. Even but just like 3 months ago, I was like, that was the most traumatizing.
Same thing with Erased. Mm-hmm. Erased felt real. Like it was super grounded. And even though this was like super fantastical and like all this shit, this craziness that was going on, the lives of these four girls for the most part was very grounded and the trauma was very real. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I think that that's like some of the key portions for it. All right. So we're going to rate this two ways. When we rate it, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to rate it two ways. One is you're going to give it a rating, and two is you're going to say yes or no. Would you recommend this to people? So I'll go first. I'm going to give it an 8.5. 8.75. I'll give it 8.75. Animation was great. Story was great. It was, you know, there's very few plot holes within it. There wasn't like anything that I was just like, that's completely stupid. Why is that even in here type thing for it? So I think it was very well done. The trauma made me feel sad every episode and sadder and sadder and sadder as I watched it. But yeah, I'm going to give it an 8.75. And whether or not I would recommend it, knowing my friends and the traumas that were in their lives, no, I would not recommend it to them.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time falling on that. Yeah. Chris, are you ready? I think I need another.
Yeah. I mean, I think probably about like 8.5. Like you said, it was good. Would I recommend it? It depends, I guess, on who you're recommending it to. Because there's a lot of trauma and baggage there. It's like, well, maybe not.
I mean, and we all have that, like, that one right friend. Like, I'm the right friend that you would recommend this to because of all the horror movies and everything else that I watch. And I'm fairly desensitized and I've dealt with trauma myself. And, you know, I would watch this. So you could recommend it to me, but would you recommend it to 8 out of 10 of your friends? How's that?
Probably not.
Okay. And that's nothing against the anime. This anime is great. I mean, obviously it's a high score. And we've been giving it high praise. But here's the thing. In order to get a 10, you've got to be Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah. You got to even beat Cowboy Bebop.
Like, yeah, you've got to be perfect in order to be a 10. And
I'm like, holy fuck, go watch this now. Yeah, what are you waiting for?
Like Knights and Magic. Like, you just got to be there.
Yeah.
Jokes. Long-running joke.
If you ask that question to me of like, would you recommend 13? Knights and Magic? I'd be like, yes, I would recommend Knights and Magic.
Go fuck yourself.
Oh my god. Worst anime. All right. So bad. Okay. I'm going to go a little bit less. I'm going to go 7.8. Like, I'm going to take it down a little bit. And I agree with both of you for everything that you said. You know, the animation is great. The storyline was fantastic. You know, they didn't hold any punches and they didn't hold your hand through it too. Like, they were like, here it is. If you don't understand, you're not watching or paying enough attention, which I did enjoy. Very much felt like it was not intelligent, but an adult anime made for adults is what it felt like.
It was intelligent though. Like, that's it. It wasn't
right. But I'm not saying it was just super smart. I'm just saying like
it was intelligently done though. Like, yes, they did there was a lot of thought that went into this to make sure that
traumatized people were the target. And so I mean, like, I think that's like, which is fine. Now, the reason why I took it down a little bit is because to me, anime is like, I want to be entertained, and this was a rough watch. I mean, there's a lot of times when it's just like, yeah, I'm digging it, I can understand, and I can even sympathize or understand or been through some of the traumas even myself. And it's just like, but at the end of the day, I really want to just like have fun. And so it's just like, that kind of goes into what I use anime for.
Yeah.
And like, this was not what I would go for with that, given still that I'm giving it a 7.8.
I mean, we deal with this all the time though, because like, especially, what was the one that you and I fucking loved and Chris just hated?
Oh,
Resonance.
of
Terror and Resonance.
Yeah, Terror and Resonance or something like that. Yeah, it was like you know, it can not be your cup of tea. Like, you don't have to go with us for it. Right, exactly. And for mine, it was like what you were saying as far as like, or what we talked about before as far as like the persona thing. I knocked off some specifically because of that, but it's really hard to nowadays knock something for it because so much has been done already. And it's really hard to come up with a 100% real like new idea. I accidentally hit my mic. But it's really hard to come up with 100% new idea that's all 100%. Original for it.
Oh, and totally,
that's the same
that.
Thing with video games too, is that it's so hard now with video games to come up with something that is super original.
And thinking about it, you know, the persona side of it isn't really even what came down to it. It was just like, you know, like I agree with what you said, like it's hard to come up with something original. This is a pretty like heavy hitting idea and theme behind it, which I want to applaud them for. But at the end of the day, this is still a form of entertainment. And, yes. You know, if it's not something that you mm-hmm. find entertaining, then that's going to be kind of like, you know, like you just said, we all like watching horror movies, but some people don't. And obviously if you were to like force someone to watch a horror movie, they would be like, fuck you. That was the worst movie I've ever seen. So, I mean, like, of course, different folks and all that jazz like that. So that goes into my, would I recommend this to anybody? I don't think anyone should ever recommend this to anybody ever. I think that this needs to be in the same idea, speaking of horror movies, as Ring. Or Ringu, if we're going to be all about that, where it is a VHS that, or a video that people just find, and it's now their curse and cross to bear. It is not something mm-hmm. you're just like, hey, I want to pass this along. I want to curse you with it, too. It's just something that you find. And you're welcome, everybody, that we helped you find it. so that's how I feel about it. I would never say, yes, definitely go do it. But if you were to be like, hey, Jason, have you ever seen Wonder Egg? Our eyes will meet. We'll have that slight like twinkle in each other's eyes and be like, bro, you need a hug? And we'll be able to have that moment. But I'm not going to say you should go watch this.
Or like you're walking down the street and you see a gachapon machine and you go, maybe I should buy an egg.
Huh? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Can you spot me? I left my wallet at home. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah, and it's just like I said, it's like I'll deduct a little bit off of that for it just because of that. But for me, and like as you're saying, it's like you use anime as entertainment and you prefer it to be fun and more lighthearted and whatnot. And I prefer anime to mirror all the other shit that I watch. Like I love the dumbest fucking things that you could possibly watch, but mm-hmm. I also really love watching something that I end the movie. And I go, I'm just going to go cry in a corner for like
which
10
is fine
minutes.
Too. I am. I'm not trying to downplay.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. I'm saying that for me, like that's where, like I'm that person that does. So like for me, that's why my score would be higher than Jason's is like, sure. And because that, like this is something that I really do, for lack of a better word, enjoy watching.
I mean, we all enjoy it. We all did enjoy it. Like it's not
yeah,
like
yeah,
we're
yeah.
not. But I get what you're saying. Yeah, it's like
it's like I don't want to sit there and be like, yeah, I love Schadenfreude, but like the worst fucking Schadenfreude possible.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well that's it. We're done talking about Wandering Priority. We are most likely going to be referencing this forever.
Yep.
But in the same vein as Knights and Magic. But completely for a different reason.
It will be like, that's fucked up. That's Wonder Egg right there. Is what it's going to be. It's going to be. Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's about a half a Wonder Egg for that particular trauma.
It was good.
All right. So we're going to go lighthearted now. We're going
Hopefully.
Into comedy for this
Hopefully.
One. No, it's only thing is comedy. That is it. Genre mm-hmm. comedy. And the content advisory is smoking, sexualized imagery, and violence. And looking at some of the images that I'm seeing on this, I totally understand where the sexualized imagery comes from. And the violence, all comedic. We're going to watch a ninja and an assassin under one roof. This one is a current ongoing spring anime. And this Jason was like, hey, let's watch this one. I'm like, cool. So... if you're watching this, you're going to be able to watch the entire thing by the time that we record the next one in a month. There's still two episodes to come out on it, but you could start watching it now on Crunchyroll. But the synopsis for it is, on the way home from school one day, Konoha Koga rescues Satoko Kusagakure. I don't know. I may have butchered that really bad. A ninja who escaped her village. Soon, pursuers from the village show up in search of Satoko, only to be deftly dealt with by Konoha. As it turns out, the unassuming high schooler is actually an assassin. Thus, the potentially cutthroat cohabitation of a ninja and an assassin begin.
Oh, man.
Which is, it's the premise of that is just, it's just.
We're owed a laugh.
Yes, we're owed a laugh. Yeah. It is also sub only. There is no dub for this, so.
Yeah, we may be too early. I mean, who knows, but I'm.
No, it's, they usually would have simul-dubbed it as it was going out for it. So if it's going to get dubbed, it's going to get dubbed for like DVD release, and that's okay. It. So, but yeah, so it's sub only. So all you sub purists, here you go. We can't help but watch it subtitled.
There you go.
All right. Thanks a lot, everybody, for joining us for a cutscene. Jason, why don't you lead us out there, buddy?
Oh, Jesus. It's been so long since I've done one. But yeah, thanks again, everybody, for joining us. Sorry we were late on this one, as usual. Like we said already a bunch of times there. But thank you for joining on us. Sorry we took you down that trauma dump. And good luck spreading the word of Wonder Egg. Or not spreading it. Yeah, don't do it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, thank you again for joining us. You can find us at ibeatitfirst.com. You can listen to all of our other podcasts there, because we do have three in total, including this one. We have our I Beat It First podcast, which is just Eric and I talking about nerd shit all over the place and whatever that we can do. And then we also have Patch Notes on there, which is kind of like a, we'll do that when we want to do that, because we're interviewing usually small-time devs. And that's actually a lot of fun and well worth the listen when they're there. You can find all our information about us at ibeatitfirst.com, or if you're lazy, just go to ibiff.co, and there's our podcast for your listening pleasure. I probably need to do some work on that website. Really let me know. You can let me know by emailing me at jason@ibeatitfirst.com, or anybody at ibeatitfirst.com. Chris, Eric at ibeatitfirst.com, or cutscene@ibeatitfirst.com. That's who we are, ibeatitfirst.com. We do great, I guess.
Ish. Adjacent. We do great, adjacent. Just a little bit of work, Jason. Just a little bit.
It hasn't been touched in a little bit, yeah.
It's I think we have some outdated stuff that we need to update. Anywho, thanks a lot, everybody, for joining us, and we will see you guys in a month for a ninja and an assassin under one roof. All right, thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye.